For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. The Vic Porcelli Show.
Good morning, freedom lovers. Hey, freedom loving ultra MAGA, semi-fascist, head Vic, head Ken. How you doing, baby?
Good, Vic Porcelli. At Yo Vic 7.
Thank you very much. Cats and hats there, man.
I looked over my shoulder and saw with my two eyes a cat in a hat. What a pleasant surprise.
And good morning, Mr. President.
The southern border has been abolished. Illegal aliens are pouring in by the millions and millions. Our country is being inundated with fentanyl and deadly drugs, with 250,000 people a year, in the opinion of many, are dying, and families are being ruined because of what they've done to our border. Murders in Nevada rose 66%. After the radical Democrats began their defund the police crusade. How about the defund the police? And they haven't stopped.
Yeah. All we got to do is hang in there 21 days till the midterm elections. And then after the midterms, everything's on, man.
We just have to keep reminding people of this.
That's right. Because he's not staying away. He's going to be there for us. So don't you worry. Just hold on. Because he's coming. Just hold on.
Hold on. I'm coming. Remember, they're coming after me because I'm standing up for you.
Those horns always come right at the end when he says standing up for you. We've heard this so many times.
Yeah. Love it.
Hold on. He's coming. All right, good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Big show today. We're going to talk to A.J. Rice, who wrote the book The Woking Dead. Now, A.J. Rice has another job, right?
Yeah.
Getting people interviews around the country, right?
Right. Yeah, I communicate with him on a weekly basis,
right,
pretty much. Yeah,
right.
To get guests for you. And
what's the name
know.
Of that company? Is
Publius.
Is it Publius?
I think he pronounced it Publius. I think it should be Publius, but I don't know. That's not me. It's not my company.
I like saying Publius better than Publius. And I would rather say something else completely different. But we'll let him, make that call at 10:41. Nick Schroer joins us at 10:05 today. And, I mean, obviously I want to talk about him and his race. But who put that voting guide paper in here with Eric Schmidt and Trudy?
I'm not
Bush
sure.
Valentine?
I'm not sure.
I was looking at it, and I was like, my God, what a terrible candidate. Trudy Bush Valentine.
I know she is.
She's terrible.
I know.
There's no way you pick that. So we'll see what Nick has to say about that. That's crap coming up at 9:41. And we'll also talk to Isaac Lopez, who is the head of communications for Red Balloon. We've talked to Andrew Krapuschets, who was the leader of Red Balloon.
Yeah, he's the founder.
A couple of times. And it's just a great organization. And, you know, he just has a bad feeling about freedom of speech. Free workers' bill of rights. One quick second before we move on, because that made me think of Mark Mix for some reason and the right to work. Did you see John Fetterman says that he wants to fight the work to work?
Yeah, I had the audio.
What in the hell is he talking about? Did he mean to say right to work? But he said work to work?
I think so.
That little face in the back of his head telling him to say the wrong things?
Send me to Washington, D.C. to take on, to make sure I push back against work to work.
Everybody goes, woo, yeah.
What'd you say? Woo, I guess it's good. Woo.
Work to work.
I can't believe, and you know, it's funny that it's come up too, and we've been talking about this, you and I, Ken, that I'm not sure he understands that he can't wear a hoodie on the Senate floor if he wins. And if he shows up at a debate with that hoodie on, I mean, I think that blows the whole thing for him, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
So that's that. Then Joe Biden had to say a website, the name of a website.
Right.
And he does the Ron Burgundy thing. And he spells D-O-T in the .com.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Wait, repeat the line?
Right. That's exactly what it was. I'm surprised one of these days he's going to say, I'm Ron Burgundy. We'll talk about that later. I think the audio's out there somewhere. All right. So the story that really threw me yesterday, I was scrolling through Fox News, and I see the headline, Boston University researchers claim to have developed a new, more lethal COVID strain in a lab, right?
Congratulations.
They added a spike protein, whatever that means. I wish today was a perfect day to talk to Dr. Tobler, too.
I know.
They took a spike protein from the Omicron variant with the original Wuhan strain, and now they've come up with a virus that has an 80% kill rate. So, first of all, couldn't they call it something better than that? Kill rate?
Well, that's exactly what it is. That's what's so scary about it. An 80% kill rate.
So, what was the kill rate of all the strains of Omicron, of all the strains of COVID that we had?
I think it was like 0.94 something.
So now they
of 1%, not quite 1%.
I just want to make sure I understand the story, Ken. We accused China, right?
Right.
Of leaking the COVID virus out of a lab in Wuhan.
That they were doing gain of function research, we assume.
Gain of function research.
Oh.
How many times have we heard Rand Paul say to Dr. Fauci, you're doing gain of function research? And we scolded China for doing that.
Now, wait a minute, back up. Uh-oh. Because what did Fauci say?
I don't know. I'm not doing gain of function. Senator Paul, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about because I'm not doing any kind of gain of function research.
But he was.
He was.
So now, what have we done? We started doing the same thing that we accused China of, but with a virus that'll kill 80% of us if we get it.
Yeah, I just don't trust, you know, they have protocols, they have levels of security. We had a caller, Steve, this morning who was saying, well, it's a level 3 facility. I'm like, okay, I don't care.
What does that mean?
Well, I understand Steve's point, and I'm glad he called us. The problem is, I don't care what level a facility is of security. Level 3 is supposed to be real secure.
Okay.
And I don't care because that could destroy all humankind.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I just don't understand why we're doing this. You know, I mean, I'm not a scientist. I really wish Dr. Tobler were here. You have to make the virus to find out how to fight the virus. Is that maybe why?
Well, that's the theory. Gabe was talking about it this morning. Gabe kind of knows a little bit more about this stuff, and he said he doesn't subscribe to it at all because it just doesn't make sense to him. But he said that's the idea in theory, that they take things and they make them really bad, and then they find ways to counter them.
So this level 3 security
facility in Boston
that you're talking about, I mean, mm-hmm. But the level of security.
Yeah.
Is there anything higher than that, or is that it? Is that the top, level 3?
You know, I think I've heard of level 4 before.
And why isn't it that? With something that can kill 80% of us? None of this makes sense. None of this makes sense to me. So what if somebody who works in this lab, right, and don't tell me, oh, you know, 21st century technology, that could never happen. It happened in Wuhan.
Yeah.
So what if one of these researchers gets the virus somehow, you know? What if... I don't know. I don't even know what their masks look like or what their hazmat suits look like while they're doing this. But what if one of them sneeze, poof, and their thing comes up a little bit that's covering their face,
yeah.
And then the virus gets in there, and then he spreads it to that whole lab, and then that person spreads it to the whole country, and then we spread it out to the whole world, and then 80% of the population is dead. More depopulation.
Yeah. You big conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, that's me. But try to tell me that you're listening to the story right now and you are comfortable with it, you know?
I'm not at all. And that's my problem, is I don't care what they're doing it for. I'm not comfortable with it at all. And I don't want it being funded by NIH, which it is.
Everything that Senator Rand Paul said in those hearings, we're doing again.
Yes.
I don't understand. I thought he made a great case. Gain of function, not good. And now here we are, gain of function research.
Yeah.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And if it gets out, it could kill 80% of us. I am freaked out about this.
But we're not doing any gain of function research.
So are you going to do the Fauci from now on?
No.
You can if you want.
No.
All right. If you like to do it, you can do it.
I like to do it, but I think you do it better.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to take away your impression career.
No, I'm considering I've never even had one.
So, can I just read a little bit of this?
Yeah.
COVID-19 was first detected to have come from a wet market in Wuhan. Remember that story?
That was a complete lie.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
Though many believe the virus was engineered at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So we say, you were engineering a virus in your country. What's wrong with you? And now we're doing it.
Yeah.
How stupid are we? The World Health Organization continues to fight criticism for its handling of the crisis in its early, most pivotal days. The Omicron variant is highly transmissible, even in those who are fully vaccinated. So there's the whole story about, you know, get vaccinated, right?
Right.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That was crap. The spike protein is responsible for rates of ineffectivity. According to researchers, other changes to the virus structure determine its deadliness. So the Omicron variant, when that came out, was way more highly transmissible than the Delta and all that stuff.
And the original one, yeah.
The original ones were much more severe, right?
Right.
Symptoms-wise.
Yes.
But it didn't travel as fast. And then Omicron came out and traveled like crazy wildfire, but it was basically a bad cold.
Right.
So now they've taken the worst of both strains, the terrible effects.
The novel virus. The novel virus of it.
And then the other part of it that's so highly transmissible. And we've put it together into this monster virus that could eliminate 80% of the population. What in the hell? Whose idea was this? You want to do gain-of-function research, go to Guam and do it. Go the farthest possible place from where I am.
But it doesn't matter.
But at least it'll be there.
But it doesn't matter, Vic.
Why?
Well, look, it was in China. It was on the other side of the world. That's where this all started.
Right. So what I'm saying is it does matter, because if something like this happens in Boston, we're screwed.
Yeah.
If they have some kind of leak or one of these researchers gets the virus, it's right next door. It's right here. You know?
Yeah.
If it's on some remote island in the middle of the Pacific population, they should build a lab on a deserted island where there's no people, no population. So that way, if somebody gets it, they all die and that's it. And we never do something like that. We shouldn't be doing it now.
Right.
Man, I'm blown away by this.
And what about those rumors of in the Ukraine? In Ukraine, they have biolabs, apparently. And they're bombing over there. I mean, they could be doing the same thing over there, and then a bomb hits it, and what do we have? Airborne, whatever this is.
Now, let me ask you a question. Before the phone call with Zelensky and Trump.
Yeah.
The perfect phone call. How many times or how often did you think of the country Ukraine? Ever?
No.
Me neither.
No, I knew it was there, but that's about it.
I couldn't even tell you where it was on a map. That's how little I thought about Ukraine before the phone call. Then the phone call. Then we find out Hunter Biden sat on the board of Burisma, a corrupt energy company in Ukraine. And then Russia invades Ukraine. Then we find out that there's, what kind of labs?
There are biolabs.
Biolabs in Ukraine,
yeah.
You know? When are we going to say maybe it's Ukraine is the problem?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck Grassley, he announced that he's verifying information about Hunter's laptop being fact and his workings with Burisma. And Joe Biden actually knew about these things. He said he has verifiable evidence that this is all true.
All right. I'm on board. Okay. They better be right.
They better be, yeah.
Because if they're not, then they're just Adam Schiff all over again on the other side of the political fence.
Yeah. Now, can we drift from the virus a little bit to the vaccine?
Yes, yes. So the vaccine, we've had more than one of the actual doctors who created the vaccine.
I believe, yeah.
Saying, well, maybe we made a mistake, right? So Dr. Peter McCullough, talking with Charlie Kirk, some unbelievable stats about the ill effects of the vaccine.
So, Dr. McCullough, some people say, well, kids drop dead all the time of heart issues. I mean, you've been in this field for decades. You're a cardiologist. Is that true?
It's not true. We have data by Avolio and colleagues from Finland. Before the COVID-19 vaccines, there were 4 cases per for myocarditis per million. It can happen with a parvovirus or another virus. 4 per million. The current estimates are now from a prospective cohort study from Bangkok, Thailand, 25,000 cases per million. 25,000 cases per million. Yes, Charlie, it's through the roof. Myocarditis at this point in time is due to the COVID-19 vaccines until proven otherwise.
If anything else saw a rise like this, it would be, you know, canceled or whatever the word is, you know?
Yeah.
4 in a million had myocarditis. After the vaccination, 25,000 in a million. That is a huge jump. And I don't like when people, when I ask people about it and they steer me away from it, all these athletes and people in perfect physical condition.
Soccer players.
Just dropping dead.
Yeah, on the field.
And I just, how can you have, how can you, there's a video that's about 2 or 3 minutes long. How long does it take a video to see somebody drop dead? 5 seconds? 10 seconds?
Yeah.
And the video's like 3 minutes. So how many people is that have dropped dead? Is it from the vaccine or not? At least tell us and don't lie to us.
I would say it's pretty compelling evidence that leans toward that, Vic.
Now, so the CEO of Pfizer was on TV yesterday talking about another booster he wants to make.
Yeah.
And he wants people to get. Like, he's not even hiding it. Instead of saying, hey, why don't you take this booster? It'll make you feel better. Just tell us the truth. Why don't you take this booster and make me richer? Because I'm not quite rich enough.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going on.
You want to hear something funny? I got my flu shot with Caddy the other day. It was on Sunday. And we went to a Walmart.
Yeah.
And I asked the lady that was there getting us set up. And I said, is this an mRNA flu shot? She goes, no, sir. She got very, they don't make those.
Yes, they do.
Wait a minute. So I said, well, it's my understanding that they're in phase 3 at Pfizer with the flu shot mRNA version.
Right.
Sir, they don't do that. So I said, okay. I said, but this is not one. She said, sir, they don't do that. Okay.
I just want to say that my wife was the first person I heard say this mRNA is not a good idea. And she was right.
Yeah.
So just so you know, in the future, anything she tells me about medical stuff, that's what I'm doing. And that's it.
I got my regular flu shot that they make with eggs or whatever they do with it. And that's fine with me.
I'll have some eggs over easy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We should probably break.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm just baffled. I am baffled.
Makes me so mad.
Yeah, me too, Ken. I mean, it's got me so I can't even think. A.J. Rice, the author of The Woking Dead, joined us at 10:41. Nick Schroer, 10:05. That's Crap at 9:41. And coming up next, Isaac Lopez from Red Balloon on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Made in St. Louis for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
Welcome home to 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. That is Ken Williams over there. Coming up at 10:41, A.J. Rice. We'll talk about The Woking Dead, how society's Vogue virus destroys our culture. Nick Schroer at 10:05. That's Crap at 9:41. And right now we welcome Isaac Lopez, who is the head of communications for Red Balloon. And we've talked to Andrew Krapuschets many times about Red Balloon and what a great organization that is. Isaac, welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Our pleasure. So I don't know. I mean, there's so much stuff that you got here. I don't even know where to start, but I guess let's just start with probably the most topical, which is J.P. Morgan cutting ties with Kanye. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with just the yay thing yet, so I'm going to just go ahead and call Kanye, which is an ominous foretelling of the future of freedom of speech. Now he wants to buy Parler. I mean, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is just another story of cancellation for someone's viewpoint. And now, obviously, we can get into what Kanye said and what he didn't say, but it, the bottom line is still the same. You have entities that are very large corporations or big tech calling balls and strikes on whether someone deserves to have, to be able to bank with someone, to be able to tweet, to be able to post on a social media platform. And so what Kanye does is what Kanye always does and just kind of makes his own way and he goes and buys Parler.
Yep. So when Kanye was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, the interview went on for so long it ran over two nights. And since that night, he said some other things that are a little weird. But that night, he told about his support for Donald Trump. He talked about everything you're talking about, freedom of speech and all that. When you can't have freedom of speech, I don't know. What I'm trying to say, Isaac, is one side of the political fence can have freedom of speech and the other can't.
Yeah, I mean, then it's not really freedom of speech, right? Is if you're policing one side, then all of a sudden that's just a dictatorship. And so what we are just trying to encourage people to do at Red Balloon in the workplace and what I think people like Kanye are trying to do is just stand up so that everyone has the opportunity to speak their minds and not to be afraid to be canceled for it. So that's what we're encouraging people to do in the workplace because we're seeing just woke mandates being shoved down everyone's throat. And, you know, lo and behold, not many people enjoy going to these anti-bias CRT trainings. So we're telling them, hey, you've got to think about the future generations of Americans who would love to work at a good places that aren't going to force woke stuff on them. So you need to think less selfishly and stand up now.
And when you see companies doing layoffs, you know, actually, I think it was a school system that was going to do layoffs, and the first people to go were the white teachers. Could you imagine if it were the other way around, you know, like after the Civil Rights Act saying, okay, we're going to lay off people, but, you know, the black guys are first, then we'll do the white guys. I mean, it would be an uproar.
It would. And that's one of the crazy things is this isn't new, right? We saw it during the pandemic. We saw different safe spaces for minorities in parks and in cities. And we saw it in restaurants. And people think that segregation from the white people was going to solve everything during this time. So this isn't necessarily a new trend. It's just starting to become a lot more sinister as it becomes more and more mainstream. And so that's why the time is now to turn around and say no, to have a backbone and courageously step up in the workplace. That's why we came out with the Employee Bill of Rights to help workers legally know what they can do without getting too much trouble.
You know, the country was moving right along, you know. I always bring up the Trump years because, you know, the fastest growing economy, black unemployment was at the lowest it's ever been. The border was secure. The stock market was doing great. We were just humming along and you didn't really hear any stories about discrimination against any ethnic group until all of a sudden when Joe Biden got in, now we're hearing about it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like nothing they're saying is really true and really happening.
I mean, that's spot on. I think what it comes down to is the mainstream media has been able to select the narrative for a long time. And that's why people find Kanye West so attractive to listen to or to follow along with what he's saying is because he's actually speaking up, right, and pushing back against what has been the mainstream and accepted narrative. And that's why President Trump was such a unique factor in office is because he would call out fake news.
Yep. And Joe Biden called himself the unifier at his inaugural speech. And he hasn't been. He's been the divider. And if people would just shut up a minute about Trump and his mean tweets, we'd learn that he was actually the unifier, don't you think?
Exactly. When it comes down to it, outside of the mainstream media, the country was in a pretty unified state before President Trump left office. And really, I think the majority of the country is still unified if they stop reading the news, right?
Right.
If they take a moment, take a deep breath, and when you're working with someone who may not agree with you, but you're still able to go out and get beer at the end of the workday, even if you disagree on a lot of different fronts, there's still a common respect for the human across the table from you. And that's what we're trying to get back to in the workplace, and what our companies who are posting with us are seeing great success with, is when you get out people's business, allow them to act like Americans, and allow them to act like themselves, you have a very productive and healthy workforce that coexists quite beautifully.
And it kind of was diverse before the wokeness got in, really. I see it as this country was more diverse under Trump than it is under Biden.
No, that's exactly right, because right now we're spending $8 billion a year in the U.S. alone on diversity trainings. Same thing with Intel. They spend $300 million over 5 years on diversity efforts. And this is just to appear more diverse. But when you start evaluating workers and people on the color of their skin, on their sexual orientation, on their political ideology, instead of their merit, instead of what they actually bring to the table as an employee, it becomes very discriminatory, and you're going to lay off the best workers. And we're seeing examples of that all over the place, where they're getting rid of workers who have a backbone. And those are the kinds of people that you want in your workforce. Take, for example, the military, who are getting rid of people who said that they weren't going to take the jab, right? And all of a sudden, you're losing thousands of National Guardsmen because they are the right kind of material for soldiers.
Right. You know, the diversity has become such a, crutch word for people, that if you asked people, what's more important to you, diversity or efficiency? Believe it or not, there are people who would say diversity, right? So let's just make a hypothetical little workplace here, right? Let's say you got 10 white people, 10 black people, and they mix it up so it's nice and diverse and nothing's getting done. And then you separate them and say, all right, white people, you do that, black people, you do this, and then all of a sudden everything's getting done. That would not be okay, because it wasn't diverse.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that where if you say you don't see color in your hiring, right, you're just going based off hiring for merit, that's not enough anymore.
Right.
They want you to really lean into diversity numbers and quotas, and it's killing the bottom line. Gallup did a recent poll that said that 60% of people at work are feeling emotionally detached, which is the highest it's ever been. And when you have an emotionally detached workforce, it's going to impact your bottom line, because business units that don't have engaged workers are 23% less profitable.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, a couple of minutes left. If that, Isaac, we're talking to Isaac Lopez, head of communications at Red Balloon. Tell us about the Red Balloon Free Workers Bill of Rights and just Red Balloon in general.
Yeah, well, Red Balloon seeks to restore freedom in the workplace, and we do that as a job board, helping companies who signed a pledge that won't enforce woke vaccine mandates or CRT or DEI to provide job postings for workers who are looking to escape that wokeness and just want to go and have a fulfilling day of work. And so we've had over 2,000 companies sign up with us in just over a year. The freedom movement's really cranking along. And what we've done recently with the Employee Bill of Rights is given five rights and five responsibilities in a short form PDF to any employee out there who's stuck in a woke workplace who wants to know their rights. And even if you're not in a woke work environment, you should look at this PDF. It's 20 pages written by our lawyer, and she graduated Harvard and is much smarter than me. So it's worth a read. You can get that at redballoon.work. WORK/bill.
Man.
Completely free. And when knowledge is power, you can do a lot with that.
Red Balloon, great organization. Odd website, right? Redballoon.work. Never heard of that one before, but that's how you find out. All right, give our best to Andrew Krapuschets. Isaac, thank you so much for being with us. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
Isaac Lopez, head of communications at Red Balloon. Everything makes sense.
Great company, yeah, it does.
It's a great company. It's got great leaders. It's got a great mission statement. RedBalloon.work. Make sure you don't do .com. That could be some crazy site you don't want to be on. Am I right?
Probably.
You just never know
Ken. Yeah.
You just never know. We're going to talk to A.J. Rice. A.J. Rice is an author. He's got a book called The Walking Dead. And Ken talks to him a couple times a week. So that's coming up at 10:41. Nick Schroer at 10:05. That's Crap up next on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
I'm going to grab a bite to eat. You want like a sandwich or something?
What kind of sandwich ain't too fattening?
I have the sandwich.
Made in St. Louis, for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
And welcome home to 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. Ken Williams over there, as always, running things. Nick Schroer is going to join us at 10:05 today. A.J. Rice, the author of The Walking Dead, at 10:41. And we want to remind you that, you know, radio has become such a multimedia thing, Ken, you know?
Yeah.
Used to be in the old days, you turn on your radio. That was it. That's how you hear the show.
Yep.
Now you can get our podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast so it goes right to your phone and you can listen to it whenever you want to. You can watch us on our streaming, which is on Rumble and YouTube and Facebook. And you can always talk to us and, you know, say some stuff in the chat box, which we always love to do. Now, can you, so we started the show with the story that just frightened me beyond all belief. And now I know why it frightened all of us.
Right.
What was the guy's name who wrote you the note?
Bob Boaz. This is another great facet of radio these days. You can communicate with us immediately. And so I got some, I got a variety of messages.
What did Bob say? I want to hear Bob.
Yeah. Bob said, the virus made in Boston is 80% lethal in mice. The original Omicron variant was 100% lethal in mice. So the story is typical media scare stuff. And
what? Go ahead.
No. And that was his total message. So basically what it's saying is that it's not even as, I guess, bad as Omicron. But the idea here, Vic, is still they're trying to do gain of function.
No, hold on. That's thought number two. Let's stay on thought number one. So the original strains of COVID killed 100% of the mice, right?
That's what it's saying, yeah.
And this one kills 80% of the mice. So that means when you relate it to human terms, it's going to be less than 1%. That was the original death rate of the original virus.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So you're right. It comes down to 80% kill rate. Run for the hills from the media.
Right. That's exactly what we were fed.
All right. Now, the second part of the thought was what? I forgot already.
No, I did too.
You just read it. Read the second part of what he said.
It was, no, typical media scare stuff. That was something that I brought up. The gain of function talking about.
Right.
And the gain of function is still there. They're still working on gain of function research. And that's the problem I have, is that Fauci said, we don't do that. And the NIH is actually the organization that funded this research in Boston University Med Center, or wherever it was, and they're still doing gain of function.
Okay.
And that's what, and I'm sticking to it.
So we know that gain of function is not good because how vehemently Dr. Fauci denied that he was doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that's got to tell you something about gain of function. And the media has to tell you it's 100%. It's going to kill you. This virus is going to kill you tomorrow. That's what they have to tell you. And, you know, I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
Oh, you're not a scientist?
Do I look like a scientist?
Nope.
I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express
last
night. You did. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good, Vic. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to let know you guys are off Facebook again.
Why do they hate us?
We got booted, huh?
Is it music?
Yeah, you got booted.
I can fix it. But that's still, that's Facebook.
All right.
Well, you were talking about Kanye. Maybe it had something to do with it.
Oh, God, I said the bad word. I said the Kanye word. All right, Kim. Well, thank you for that.
Okay.
What sure. else? All what right. else you got going on, Kim?
Not much. Just trying to listen to you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, Kim. Thanks. We appreciate that very much.
Okay, sure. All right, bye.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, the whole thing just makes me absolutely crazy. Let's do something fun, Ken. Can we do something fun?
Yeah.
Because I think it's about time for That's Crap.
Welcome to That's Crap. It's the game where we find out if it's the truth or if that's crap. Here's the host of That's Crap, Vic Porcelli.
Thank you, Jim Modlin. Oh, thank you. Thank you, studio audience. Thanks for being with us. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about That's Crap and our contestant, who is Gretchen Whitmer, current governor of Michigan. And the word woke jumped into my head again. So maybe the offspring or the spinoff of That's Crap can be That's Woke. We could do a whole nother show.
Oh, hey.
That's Woke.
Yeah.
That's down the road, though. All right. Our contestant is Gretchen Whitmer. She is the current governor of Michigan. And, you know, there's been a bit of controversy with a lot of politicians, especially on the left, to defund the police. So, Gretchen Whitmer, welcome to our show. And let us know how you feel about defunding the police. Do you want to defund the police?
Investing in law enforcement is what we have done and what we need to continue to do to keep people safe.
Okay, so you're saying to invest in police,
yeah,
not to defund, but refund police.
Right.
Right. Well, that's fair if that's really how you feel. So our judge today is what? Gretchen Whitmer.
Be someone who supports the defunding movement, which is to take money specifically from police departments and put them into education, for example.
I think you do all those other things. You don't need all the money that's going in the police department. So, yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that.
So you are for defunding the police.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, Gretchen, but that's crap. I swear to God, I have never seen... I mean, I've been following politics for a long time, right? Rush got me totally into politics.
Yeah.
You know, being a political junkie. And I've never seen politicians lie the way they do just to get elected.
Yeah.
How many could we sit here and list right now of people who said, no, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. Then they go, nah, sorry. Lobbyist said, no, I can't do that.
Every week I send you collages.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Of people... And this is how bad they are. And you know what, Vic? I'm sure the right does this somewhere, but this is a left thing. They don't think too far ahead. They don't believe that anybody's recording them.
Right.
Because there are collages that I send you every week where they're saying one thing, and then a year later, they're saying the exact opposite thing.
Are we playing those collages?
Yeah, okay. We play them.
All right, just make sure I'm doing, you know, I don't think you're working for nothing here.
Yeah.
But nobody has done it more than Joe Biden.
No.
You know? I'm going to end fracking. He took off his baseball hat and he looked at that girl. Don't you worry about it. I'm going to end fracking. And then he puts his hat back on. And then a week later, I'm not going to stop fracking. So it's like two different lies in the same campaign,
yeah,
to get elected by these people he's talking to and then these people he's talking to.
Exactly.
I mean, usually they wait till they get elected and then screw us over. You know, he starts screwing us over as soon as he said it.
Right.
I just don't understand. But, you know, Gretchen Whitmer fighting for her life with that big kidnapping thing that went on up in her state. And so in 2020, she was against the police, wanted to defund them. Now, because it looks better optically to support the police, now she supports the police.
Right. And that's the way they work. That's the way they roll. That's why you should never vote for them. They're serial liars. They're not just liars, Vic. They're serial liars.
They're serial liars.
They are.
Good enough. All right. That's all the time we have for That's Crap.
This is Jim Modlin speaking for That's Crap, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman radio production.
Thank you, Jim, very much. This is Vic Porcelli saying, help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered. Good. Bye, everybody.
That's crap.
Can we...
I love it.
Yeah, he's great. Can we check the chat box?
We can.
All right,
if I can get into the right page over here, though.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because it's official. There we go.
I actually want to start with YouTube this morning, because Beetle Baby is really, really nice lady, you know, and she's concerned about my back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you had a problem with it. Give us an update.
All I can tell you is it still hurts. Not nearly as bad as it did yesterday. Yesterday, walking from here to there was painful. It's still painful, but not as bad. But thank you so much. She also brings up happy birthday to the late, great Chuck Berry.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Chuck Berry was born on this day in 1926. And then she asks, what's your favorite Chuck Berry song? That's such a hard question that I would like some time to think about that before I answer.
Yeah.
So, Beetle Baby, give me an hour or so at the end of the show. I promise you I will let you know my favorite Chuck Berry song, because there's so many in my head. I mean, I heard...
Sweet Little...
He's got a few Sweet Little...
I know.
Which one you want? Sweet Little Rock and Roller or Sweet Little 16?
Sweet Little 16.
Yeah, I like them both.
And then...
But I think I like Sweet Little Rock and Roller better.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's Little Queenie. Love the
Little Queenie.
Love You Never Can Tell.
Oh,
Say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. So I don't know. Let me think about that. All right. Over to the Facebook chat box. Susie Moore. Good morning, Vic heads. Yeah. See? Courtney says, hey, I heard this last night. 80% lethal. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 80% lethal in mice.
Yeah.
Well, the mice better get vaccinated and wear their masks. That's all I got.
They better.
You better put on your little mouse mask or you're going to be screwed.
Little mouse mask.
Get your little mouse vaccination.
And there's some Karen somewhere going, hey,
right.
Those mice don't have masks on. Damn it.
You know what? I found a mouse in the basement. Was it wearing a mask?
No. Run.
All right. Kristen says, she got some mail from Mark Harder. Very good. Please vote for Mark Harder. Hold on. I got to read this one to myself first because I saw a word I'm not sure I want to say. So Michael Kilo. How do you know?
I think because I know a Kilo. So I'm just assuming.
Kilo.
He's a drug dealer.
Exactly. The only way I've seen that word.
Michael Kilo.
I'm not saying he's a drug dealer.
No,
go arrest him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking a nice class, mama. He says that mild herpes virus is being used to treat, and sometimes it seems to have cured terminal cancer in one patient.
So if you have the herpes, you might not get cancer.
The herpes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
But then you got the herpes.
Yeah.
God, there's just no winning. Tom Larson, good morning, buddy. Appreciate you very much. Misinformation, got it. I never heard of myocarditis before 2020. That's another thing.
That is true.
Never heard of myocarditis.
So true.
Good call, Joy. Appreciate you very much. Linda, good morning. And Michael says, yeah, I'm a drug dealer, so it's a game. No,
he did not say that.
I'm just kidding. He actually laughed at what we're doing here.
Bob said thank you for the update on the...
Bob?
Yeah, Bob, who said, you know, about the 80-100% thing with the mic.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it. Oh, you're welcome, Bob. I'm confused. All right, that's it.
That's it? Oh, okay.
All right. Boy, I tell you what. Etch toy, Ken. It's a thing. It's a real thing.
It is.
And I think it's a planned thing. I think they sit around in smoky boardrooms and say, okay, look, the Republicans said this, so we have to say this. But that's not true. It's okay.
No, yeah.
Don't worry. Just say it. We'll get the media to believe it. 80% death rate. You know, I feel a little better about this now.
Yeah, I do.
I don't feel good that they're doing gain of function.
No.
Which is what Dr. Paul, Senator Paul, was yelling at Fauci about. But you know, I don't know. I cannot believe this close. It's this close to the pandemic that they're really doing this.
Yeah, and Gabe brought up something this morning. He said that they're probably funding it with some of the COVID money, which is so ironic.
That's probably true. I mean, at least let the dust settle, right?
Yeah.
On the pandemic before you are doing something that could cause another pandemic.
Right. You
know? So...
I just think the whole thing with the vaccine, with that gain of function research and all that, there's still something wrong with all of it.
Let's see who this is. So I don't know. It just, when I saw that story last night, I made my wife sit down and read it. I said, "Read this and tell me what's going on here," you know. And she was like, "Well, it's gain of function. It's no better than what Fauci was doing in Wuhan," you know. But I'm not sure she knew, because they never told us. I didn't know until Bob called and told us that the mice, the virus killed 100% of the mice. Who is this?
Somebody had a remark, something we said.
Hi, good morning. Who is this?
Oh, I just wanted to say that they're not sitting around in smoky boardrooms, Vic. They're sitting around in vapey boardrooms.
You're right. Boy, that just doesn't come out in a novel very well. The boardroom was full of vaping smoke all over. The vaping smoke encircled his head. You're right, man. You're absolutely right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Who is this?
So funny.
Nope.
Ooh,
all right, sorry.
Didn't want to be associated with this show.
That's all right. yeah, we're good.
So, all right, next hour. Nick Schroer coming up at 10:05. So funny. Vaping. A.J. Rice, author of The Woking Dead, joined us at 10:41. I guess I feel a little better about this. I'm not even sure.
I'm still not convinced totally.
Let's take some time out for news, and then we're back on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
Read the polls, Jack.
Whoosh.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.